IPMNation.com.
Live from the Counterpunch Media Studio in Columbus, Ohio, this is All Natural Being with Brian Brody, brought to you by IPMNation.com. Get ready for the gong heard round the world.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is not a drill.
Natural Being. Warning, All Natural Being with Brian Brody is designed to shake your sense of self to the core.
It's full contact psychology with an empowering twist, a philosophical loofah for your soul.
For those of you not ready or comfortable releasing your inner superhuman, listener discretion is advised.
Here's your host,
Brian Brody.
Evening once again, and welcome to All Natural Being. Apparently, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty tonight. So we'll be broadcasting on IPMNation.com. We'll go ahead and throw a link up here so that you'll know where to find us. The video link is not working. So just so you know, if you're looking for us, we will be on the radio, which I kind of dig, to be honest with you, every so often. So welcome to All Natural Being, and I'm not really certain which episode we are tonight. Let me check real quick, because normally I go, when we hit this and we launch right there, everything kind of kicks in the way it's supposed to. But for some reason this evening, as I said, we'll see if we can get on top of the technical part, see what the deal is, but we are not able to broadcast, which now would be, I believe it's the 405th. Episode, right? Going out. It is, or maybe it's the 406th, it might be this evening, the 406th episode of the number one rated show here on All Natural Being. I'm Brian Brody. And, you know, we talk all the time about I'm loving riding shotgun. I'm loving, you know, the ability to just kind of hang out with you when we're on the go. So now we'll get a chance to do that tonight, minus all the worries, you know, from time to time, what's going on Facebook, what's happening over here and over there. So we'll be able to hang out tonight via the radio. But what I am going to do, if you'll take just a moment, is to say that for some reason, we're not going out on Facebook, but now I'm told that YouTube is working. So, Wayne, I don't know how to counter that, if it's working on YouTube. I don't know if that means it's working over on brianbrody.com, but we have an error message if you want a team view in. We have an error message saying it's not going out to Facebook. So, you know, I believe it's 419 Edward Boy Paul. Wayne, you'll know what that is. 419 Edward Boy Paul for the Facebook feed. Something is not quite right. But if you're joining us on YouTube, thank you so very much. And then maybe what we can do is we'll put a quick post up to let people know we're over at the YouTube page this evening. That would be great. So this evening, I want to have a chance, an opportunity to talk to you and give you an idea. Let me see. Hey, everyone out there. 3 minutes. That might be an old link, Henry, just so you know. But Wayne, if you get a chance, that would be great. All right, and welcome to everyone that's joining us here over on YouTube. Marcellus likes a link. You're tagged in, Brian Brody. Yes, I know, Marcellus. I can't wait for tomorrow night. Vikings, I kind of dig that, to be honest with you. So I'm excited about what that will mean. And this evening, kind of a big day here. I teased over on Facebook that we would be, let me see. We'll take a call real quick, see what we can do here. teased over on Facebook that we'd be talking a little bit about what's going on. And let me do this. Good evening. Welcome to All Natural Being. Who's this?
Hey, Brian. It's Matt.
Matt, how are you, sir?
Doing well.
Very cool. Well, you know, what's kind of interesting, Matt, we were talking about it today, and I thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to come on tonight. We were talking about, you know, some of the things that are going to change here. And this evening, we're having a hard time getting the signal out to Facebook. But I'm told it's going out to the radio, and it's going out to YouTube. So, you know, maybe
I've got it up on YouTube right now.
Yeah, maybe that's some of the tea leaves we should be reading.
Maybe it's a sign.
Maybe it's a sign. You never know. I hate to abandon everyone over on Facebook, right? But hopefully, if they're listening to IPM Nation, they know what they can do. Maybe Wayne can throw up a post for us over here, letting everyone know to redirect to our YouTube page. And I think, Matt, it's also up at brianbrody.com. I have to have, I'll have Wayne check, but for some reason, the Facebook gods aren't happy with us this evening. Yeah. So I won't be able to respond to the people in the thread via Facebook. So I'm sorry about that. But I have to tell you, Matt, it's really kind of cool to be able to focus like the good old days, right? Just back on radio. So I'm pretty pumped. With that, I have to tell you. So what's new in the world of Matt Connerton?
Well, since we last talked, which was just a couple days ago on IPM Nation Sneak Speak, so not that much. I just a little while ago got done today's edition of Matt Connerton Unleashed. And
very cool.
Another exciting show. Busy show today. A lot of calls, which is nice.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Let me just say that Wayne says it can go to brianbrody.com/radio-show. Change slides like normal, he says. Okay, well, that's what we'll do then. Yeah, you know, with the last minute, we were kind of tweaking some things. I don't know what happened to the Facebook feed, so my apologies to folks over there. Wayne, if you could go over to Mortal Up page and just let everyone know where they can go, do a quick post there. Let them know that they can go to brianbrody.com/whatever that is, or we're here over at YouTube. So, Matt, in addition to Sneak Speak, which you got to be pleased because the numbers are just growing over there, really kind of big. There's another little announcement that I wanted to do. But before I jump into that, I thought maybe we would go ahead. And do you mind if I do a quick little segment we're thinking about before we do that, before we talk about today?
No, go ahead.
Well, thank you, brother. Two things. One, I wanted to make mention of the fact that given your cat, and I'm sorry, I've forgotten, what's your cat's name?
Well, we have two, but okay. The one I take pictures of is Molly.
Molly. And, you know, I saw your post about porcupines, and I saw your post where you said, oh, well, you know, you've been sending these porcupine quills, and then it dawned on me, your jacket is the same color as your cat. Molly.
Yes.
So could Molly be camouflaging in, and are you actually sitting like on a cat claw?
Well, that is possible, but I think if I were to inadvertently sit on a cat claw, I would probably hear a meow.
That is true. You know, so yeah, porcupines tend not to make a lot of noise. Or is it just the quills you're finding around? Or do you have a porcupine there that, you know, you may be worried about?
Well, no, I mean, it's just the quills, and I find them around. I don't really have anywhere to put them. I mean, I do have some suspicions that there may have been porcupines in the apartment at one point, but it's not just here either. I mean, I'll be out and about, you know, I'll go out somewhere and I'll sit on a porcupine quill. It's just me. I'm just a klutz.
You're just a klutz. Well, they're very cushy pets, I would imagine, for those people that don't want to get pot-belly pigs because they grow to be too big or and these other things. I think it would be really interesting to look into having a porcupine as a pet. I mean, you've got built-in dental floss.
That's true.
Built-in toothpick, if ever you need one, right? You don't have to worry about it. It's got to keep.
That's true.
Got to keep other animals away.
Not to sit on them.
That's got to be a pain in the tuchus. I think Jenny called it tushy.
Well, it is, yes.
Yeah. I imagine.
Very much so.
So that's the first question I wanted to get to. And then the second question that I wanted to get to or let you know is what we're doing, a new segment here in the show called Where Are They Now? right? Where are they now?
Okay.
And the reason we're doing this, Matt, is a lot of people are like, Bri, I kind of dig the new set. Maybe there's a little something going on. It'd be cool here. But we really miss some of the old stuff. So I thought in this segment, where are they now? We'd have a chance to show everybody that everything literally is hanging right here around me. But for tonight's edition of Where Are They Now, I want everyone to know that just off the camera is my alligator head. Real teeth, really sharp and everything else. So when everyone says, oh, well, what happened to the alligator head? We used to see him all the time. Where are they now? They sit just... Yeah, just to my right, right on top of the DBX voice units, he sits just to my right. So that's a piece of the gear that everyone had grown accustomed to over all those episodes. And I think tonight is the 406th, I believe. But that's where the alligator is just off to my right. So yeah, that sounded a lot funnier when I wrote it. But for Where Are They Now segment, that's... it's a good thing we're not going out on Facebook, right? No one even knows we're here on YouTube. I don't know what happened to the feed, but, you know, there you go. What are you going to do?
The hinterlands. Now, have you ever inadvertently sat on the alligator head?
No, and I'll tell you what, because these teeth are damn sharp. And if I had sat on it once, I would never do it again, brother. Got to tell you.
Right.
I wouldn't. There'd be no way that I would do that a second time. It's just too much. Yeah. Jenny says, oh, thanks so much, Jenny. Jenny says, having technical difficulty with Facebook Live, show can be listened to at Counterpunch, thank you very much, and viewed at, she gives the YouTube thing, and also on the website. Jenny, thank you so very much. I super appreciate that. It looks like it was Jenny that put it up, I think. So, Jenny, thank you very much. Likes the links you shared. Or maybe, you know what? Wayne may have thrown that up, too, now that I see Jenny sharing it. So, Wayne, thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. So now everyone knows where they can find us. All right, Matt, so the big deal, right? The reason that I was so excited about you coming on tonight was to tell everybody about the conversation we had today. And, you know, I went to the, as you know, the Columbus Cranium Shack, which is my code word for the hospital that I go to, right? Mm-hmm. And the neuro, the good folks, the neurosurgeons and the neurologists and everyone else, all the different people that I bump into and see over at the Columbus Cranium Shack. Trying to keep a little bit of privacy, right? So I don't give out the name of the hospital, the doctors or anything else. So Columbus Cranium Shack. And it was my six-week follow-up appointment from my last brain surgery. So, and they're fans of the show, right? They follow along. They know what we're doing and this and that and everything else. And a really phenomenal young person that I deal with over there named Jamie. She's, I don't know how to accept it. She's like one step below a doctor, but just as smart, I think. You know what I mean? She's got her finger on the pulse. She's on top of it. So she knows what I've been up to. And what they surmised, what they figured out in all of this was that I am still, as I said in the Facebook tease, I'm leaking like the White House. I'm leaking like the Oval Office. So a part of the swelling, a part of some of the tiredness, a part of some of the things that I'm up against is the fact that I'm still leaking spinal fluid. So... you know, which led one thing after another to the conversation of, okay, great. What do we need to do? What do we need to do about this 81 to win, right? Because we're like 40 some odd days away from the official attempt at the Guinness World Record. So in conversations, we found out that although I could attempt 81 straight hours, and the people at voting suggested that there's no way anyone here believes that you wouldn't attempt it.
Right.
Is that apparently I'm supposed to take, you ready for this, Matt? I'm supposed to take upwards of 3 to 6 months to heal from the last time my brain was exposed to air, right? The last time they cracked my coconut. The last time my brain was exposed to air, and I didn't know this. You know, you figure, oh, it's just a surgery. But when your skull's cracked open and that air gets in there and ricochets around, they're like, Brian, you will not make it 81 hours. Your brain isn't fully recuperated yet, right? It's not recovered yet. So we know you will attempt it. We also know that you want to be successful. But if you go at it at your current schedule, your brain can't handle it. Your brain will shut down. And, you know, I'm not going to argue with the people at the Columbus Cranium Shack. I mean, they're world-renowned, right, for what they do. So I wanted everyone to know that I had a chance to call you as the bigwig, the head, the top porcupine catcher, the top quill catcher over at IPM Nation, and said that per our doctors, we haven't even changed the video, the dates or anything else, because we wanted to talk to you first and then announce it to everyone. And I'm sorry for the people at Facebook that were not able to respond to the thread tonight. But, you know, that just shows us what we do about, you know, making last minute changes and this and that. It just, you know, it never works out well for us. But I wanted people to know that I spoke to Matt, and what we've decided to do is that we're going to postpone the 81 to win. We're going to postpone that attempt until June 2nd. Now, we were going to go down March 14th, as you know, St. Patrick's Day, Matt. But we're going to postpone it now till June 2nd, which happens to be my birthday. Because you think about it, you postpone in March and you're in April. What are you going to do around tax day? Right? Everyone's too wild for tax day. Then April. Then you go May, and you go, well, you got Memorial Day. Everyone's excited and this and that. What are you going to do? So we decided to hold off until my birthday, which will come shortly after Memorial Day weekend. We will kick it off on my birthday, and about 4 days later, we will have the Guinness World Record. So I wanted to get your thoughts, Matt, right? I wanted to see what you thought. And you should know that the doctor said, look, we have no doubt that you'll successfully win the record once your brain is back up to par, once you've caught up, right? But you need a lot more sleep, right? Mm-hmm. You need, he says, it takes me 6 months sometimes to cure people. You walked in here and expect to be back to 100% in 6 weeks. So what do you think if we went ahead and launched the attempt on my birthday, June 2nd, with the goal of having the Guinness World Record, right? When we talk about mortal up, as we do all the time, as you know, right? We talk about mortal up,
yeah.
Right? Then this is what I'm going to have to do in order to be able to pull that off. So what say you, boss? What do you think about postponing it and using my birthday as the launch of the Guinness World Record attempt, the 81 to win?
No, I think that's great, and I think it's obviously it's necessary. You know, we want you to be, you know, the most important thing is, you know, going for this record is fantastic, and it's very exciting and everything, but the most important thing above all else is, you know, making sure that you're healthy, and, you know, we'd like you to win and set that new record, and we'd also like you to be healthy enough to enjoy it afterwards.
To enjoy it.
You know?
Well, here's the thing, Matt. In the interest of absolutely full disclosure, and apparently in violation of my own HIPAA agreement, whatever that even means, right?
Yeah.
You know, you keep all the personal information personal. What they basically said was, I had a little occasion last week, and I have them, you know, once a week I'll do something screwy, which you go, bye. Well, I've known you a lot of years now. You always do something screwy. Well, this is a little out of the norm for me, right? Like, I sat at a gas station, pulled up at a gas station, and I sat there for a good minute, and Ashley's in the driver's seat or the passenger seat, and she goes, all right, so what are we doing? I go, well, I thought, well, gas is like $1.70-something. Why don't we, why don't we fill up? And she's like, okay. And I sat there, and she said, so what are we doing? I go, we'll get some gas. I couldn't, Matt, remember for the life of me how to disengage the outside lock on the gas tank. You know, you have that little lever up underneath your dash. I've filled this car hundreds of times. And then there was another instance. It happens about once a week. So when I, you know, I have a little journal and I repeated everything for the doctor. The doctor basically said that when you don't get enough rest, your brain shuts down certain functions in order to keep itself going. And the only time you're healing, the only time you're going to cure this leak, the only time you're going to reduce the swelling is when you sleep. So you literally should be sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day. And you know me, Matt, I'm lucky if I can get myself to calm down for 6 hours.
Seven hours max.
Well, apparently that's a no-no in 4 brain surgeries in 2.5 years. That's a no-no. So they said, look, you just need the rest. All the toxins that are built up throughout the day, your brain needs to move those. And when you're not asleep, right. when you're not resting, it can't do it. So it's a little disconcerting, right, as I imagine it is for my friends and family around me. It's a little disconcerting because they don't want me to sit out in the middle of nowhere and forget where I am or what I'm up to or the like. But my brain apparently is just not going to cooperate with our 6 weeks to self-sufficiency.
Yeah.
Right? It's my brain's going, all right, needle nits. It's not going to be 6 weeks. We're going to need at least 3 months. So the next appointment is the beginning of March. And if we go for that and there's a little more testing and everything else we're going to have to do, then he will release me to be abnormal again. And then we'll start going. But we're building a whole new website thanks to Lee Rowley at Sales Copy Academy. Thanks to Wayne, Noel. Thanks to the very talented team at A3 Innovations. We're building a whole new website to support it. So that'll give us some time. As you know, we're working. We've just launched Counterpunch Media here on IPMNation.com. It'll give me some time to focus on that. And of course, we've got the Cognitive Bodyguard program that's coming, and something that I'm super excited about, equally as excited about, is Certifiably Brilliant. So that'll give me some time to spend a little bit of time in the recliner, right?
Yeah.
I'll have a box of pens and a clipboard, but I won't be burning the candle at both ends because apparently my brain just isn't digging it. So let me, Matt, also thank you because you've always been very gracious and understanding about what I'm up against when it comes to a brain tumor and the aftermath and my little spaghetti strap of a shunt here and everything else. You've always been very understanding. So I'm hoping you can help me with the math because all of my math goes off of what you did on the countdown clock, the countdown clock on IPM Nation. So if I look at it here quickly, it'll be sometime if we kick. Oh, wait a minute. We're kicking it off on June 2nd. So let's call it. Matt, I think we were saying 8 a.m. on when we were going to kick it off before. Let's just still make it 8 a.m., but let's make it now June 2nd, if you will. Or you know what, brother? Let's make it June 3rd, if that's good with you. For the people that say, you want to celebrate your birthday. How about we make it June 3rd on the calendar, and that's what we'll be doing to 2019. So if we look at it here, I would say June 3rd is a Monday. So if we kick it off June 3rd at 8 a.m., if I could call upon you to do the math to reset the countdown clocks, because the master countdown clock is at IPMNation.com, as everyone knows, but we'll kick it off 8 a.m. June 3rd is a Monday. And then so that way by Thursday, we will have the record in tow. So if we could look to kick it off 8 a.m. on June 3rd, 2019, I'll go ahead and redo everything once I get from the math, from the clock at IPMNation.com, we'll get it all dialed in. What do you say to that?
That sounds great.
And any other thoughts, any other things that I can do now that I've been responsible for this being postponed? Is there anything I can do to make it up to you? Anything I can do?
You don't have to worry about making anything up to anybody.
Thanks, brother.
We want you to be successful in this endeavor, but we also want you to be healthy,
Well, I don't think they were worried so much that it would really compromise my health. They just thought it's going to be real easy for me to fall asleep. So if you're going into a world record to stay awake from 81 hours, you'd like to know you can make it more than 7, right?
I think you had told me on the phone that, the doctor told you at some point during this you would fall asleep and no one would really be able to wake you up for a while.
Yeah, well, your brain's going to do what it's going to do, right? In that regard, we know that there's parts of our brain. Maybe our minds don't always watch our backs, but a human brain will watch your back, and if it's not getting what it needs, right? And the people go, I didn't know Brian had narcolepsy. right? And you see an 81 to win, and I'd come to however many hours later with like drool on my chin, and you know, maybe I would have fallen asleep like that, so I'll have creases down the side of my face from where I fell asleep on my sleeve, you know, something like that. So to save everybody from that, I thought we'd probably just do it the right way and postpone it. And now we know June 3rd will be the official launch, if that's good with you. June 3rd, 8 a.m., the official launch on Monday. And then I'm going to do everything in the interim to make sure, Matt, that I am 100% recovered and ready for go for this. Like, if they say, look, you got to sleep 10 to 12 hours a day, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do everything that they say, in addition to all my own stuff. You know what I mean? My potions, and my oils, and everything I eat and don't eat and drink and don't drink. I'm going to really focus on it so that by June 3rd, we'll be ready to go. But I want you to come on tonight to kind of hash that out and really just to thank you for always being so understanding. I mean, when you think about it, Matt, the phone calls you've gotten from me, right? You remember the one after I did that public appearance at Soldier Field? Well, that was was PTSD at its finest, wasn't it? Where I got up on stage and just cried like Glenn Beck. So you've been there, brother, to help me through all of it. So I super appreciate it. And we'll be ready to go June 3rd for sure. Final thoughts, Matt, before we let you bail and then get ready to wrap up wherever this show is airing, get ready to wrap it up.
Yeah, no, I just thank you for having me on. It's always fun to get to hang out with you on the air. And, of course, this week's IPM Nation Sneak Speak is up. If anyone wants to check that out, always a good time. We had Jenny on with us. And
very good time.
That was a lot of fun. And
now,
yeah.
Speaking of this week, Thursday night, Copy That Speaks, I think you're on with Lee Rowley and myself. You're on Copy That Speaks this Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's going to be a rock and roll show. That's going to be some fun. So I'm looking forward. Obviously, I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, I am too, very much.
Sounds good. All right, Matt, thank you again, as always, brother, for everything. I super appreciate it. And we'll keep, not so much burning the midnight oil, because apparently I'll be sleeping through the midnight oil. But we're going to be working out, doing everything we got. I got Derek Noel from Derek Noel Fitness, or as I like to think of him, Damn Near Faultless. I'll be working with him. He'll whip me into shape in no time. And this will give me a little bit of extra time to sleep in and get ready for June 3rd at 8 a.m. All right, Matt, thank you so much for joining us. Super appreciate it. Please tell Jenny we said howdy. And I'll look forward to talking to you Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, with Lee Rowley at Copy That Speaks. All right?
All right. Sounds great. Good. Thanks, Brian.
All right, brother. Thanks so much. All right, man, bye.
You got it. Bye-bye.
All right, so I'm sorry again to the people at Facebook that you didn't have. Hopefully you had a chance to pile on over and figure out what was going on earlier with YouTube. My apologies about all the confusion in the beginning, and also to let you know that I got to tell you, it's humbling. You know, I got to the parking garage today, and I was like, what else can go down? And then you think, great, you're all the time hashtagging, Instagramming, sweet tapping, tweeting, whatever it is that I do, right? All these different things and telling everyone to mortal up. Well, here's my chance to mortal up, and you got to take whatever fate deals you. Right. And I would have loved to be able to celebrate St. Patrick's Day and have the world record, but it's just not in the cards for me. So I'll continue to grow, or I'll at least continue to sleep. I'll try to get stronger, and we'll be certain to be ready on June 3rd, 8 a.m. this year, 2019. We're not going to let it get that far away. And then we'll be successfully competing for the Guinness World Records. As you know, still 81 to win. That hasn't changed. What hopefully will change is that my scar will start to heal, my brain will start to cooperate, and I think I need to make it a little more of a tag team effort than I have, apparently, of late. I need to give it a little more time to heal, and maybe 6 weeks out was just a little extreme. A little extreme on my part, right? Thinking I'd be able to bounce back in 6 weeks, but we're going to do it right. And I thank you for all the good wishes, all the support, keeping us, making us number one here on the IPM Nation platform and keeping us there. And now you know, this fresh news that we'll be postponing the 81 to win until June 3rd. Thank you so much for your understanding. Thank you so much for your support. We'll be back tomorrow night, hopefully with all the technical stuff buttoned up. But until next time, remember to always, in case there's any question, crush your can't. Now, how do you crush your can't? You simply mortal up. All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks for everything.
IPMNation.com.